This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Stay tuned for Terrasonic.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on just a stunning Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Absolutely clear blue skies, crisp temps around freezing, and just a gorgeous day. Perfect conditions for an afternoon of music on KGNU. Thanks for making Terrasonic part of your day. We're going to get going with a dub for Molly and take it from there. This is Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
Killing my baby, I'm a kar diya fanye kanye bengelna sila diya ya fanye de kanye bengelna santure ya fanye de kanye bengelna sanguri dure ya fanye de kanye bengelna I'm not afraid of the dark.
manis pangaritan pangarup budak rayungan budak rayungan budak ku cinta, ku cinta, genin ku cinta. Ku margina, ala, ala gandru. Paribasa Melayu tinggi biarpun jauh di mata tetapi dekat di hati. Melak kacang ngajarangcang melak jagong patengtongan gerhayang mah geratangan kersonoma kersonoma di tarembongan. Ninang ningkung ninang ningkung ranginang adonan tipung meli kupak meli kapuk kaya kapuk kemenang ngopek kupak kapek kupak kapek da kupak kapek ye da Sumbang
17 minutes past the hour here at TerraSonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host, until 1 o'clock today, bringing you the best sounds from all around. Mentioned a cloudless blue sky at the top of the show, and already the clouds are rolling in. I guess maybe a little more snow in the forecast for the weekend, as this flirtatious spring fall starts to turn towards winter. So we kept it warm in the first set, starting in Mali, West Africa. We all know what happened there yesterday. Enough said about that. The track, a dub from Mali, the artist Afrolicious. Not really dismissing what happened in Mali, just, thoughts and prayers going out to everyone everywhere. Then from Los Angeles, Dexter Story.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Radio Citizen. And someone from the Seven Samurai there as well. If you'd like to get in touch today, you can do so via phone, 303-442-42, or email feedback@terrasonic.net. This is TerraSonic on Listener Powered KGNU. Listening to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. At 12:36, we're a bit over halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. And in that last set, we heard from Mbongwana Star from Kinshasa. That is actually where they are from and also the name of their album. And the track called Malukai featuring Konono No. 1. Mbongwana Star, founded by some members of the Kinshasa band Staff Benda Bilili. Before that, from Traddy Mods versus Rockers, alternative takes on Congotronics. A very interesting compilation from the Cram Discs label. It was Konono No. 1 and Sylvain Chauveau. A song called Makembe. Then from Chile and Berlin, it was Rio Negro from their eponymous album out on the Comem label. Out of Berlin. A project headed up by Matias Aguayo. Originally from Chile and now living in Germany. And a track called Caruseles. And then Colombia's Toto La Mompocina and her classic Curura remixed by Andres Digital. Right now in the background, an artist originally from Southern California, actually the Bay Area. Then moved to Seattle, then to Brooklyn, back to the Bay Area, and heading now to Hawaii, Yamanjo. And the instrumental version of his track, A Vision. The instrumental is unreleased. The vocal version comes from the album Medicina, out from Yamanjo and Black Swan Sounds. We've still got about 20 minutes left in the program. 303-442-4242 or feedback@terrasonic.net if you'd like to get in touch. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines with Joss Sonic and J-Dub, your hosts today, and they just entered the station ready to take the place by storm. So get ready for what I'm sure will be an amazing 3 hours of Roots music on Reggae Bloodlines. This program is presented by you, the KGNU listener, and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting a range of concerts. You can get tickets and information about them at swallowhillmusic.org. It's also supported by Brock Media's fall issue of Boulder Magazine, featuring an interview with Boulder District Attorney Stan Garnett, a special fall fashion section, people profiles, and Boulder County events, arts, sports, and dining, locally owned and read for 38 years. You'll find Boulder Magazine online at getboulder.com. Let's get back to the music now. This is Terrasonic on KGNU Community Radio.
Prasannam.
You're listening to Gowdy's remix of Our Dream World, a track from Desert Dweller's album, The Great Mystery. The remix comes from The Great Mystery Remixes, Volume 1, out on the Desert Dweller's Desert Tracks label. Minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music coming in for a landing. That was Echo Dex's remix of his own track In My Tribe from Remixing in Tongues and collection of remixes, companion to the Echo Dex release Singing in Tongues. And as I mentioned, it was before that, Desert Dwellers, Our Dream World, the Gowdy remix. New remixes from Desert Dwellers. And in the background right now, more new music from DJ Khalab and Baba Sisoko, going simply by Khalab and Baba. That's the name of the album, and this track is called Kumu. It comes from the Wonder Wheel Recordings label. As I mentioned, Josh Sonic and J-Dub in the house to bring you Reggae Bloodlines coming up in just a few minutes following headlines from the BBC World Service in London. You're definitely going to want to stick around to see what Josh Sonic and J-Dub are cooking up for you. Then we switch it from Jamaica to the continent of Africa in the African diaspora for 2 hours of the best in African music on African roots. And at 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the BBC. And then at 7 o'clock, Sound Lab commences KGNU's Saturday evening music programming. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a playlist for today's show, a podcast, or you can stream it or you can download it. All of that for you at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 music channel where you'll find archives of past programs, live performances, interviews, and much more, all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. And of course, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. And reach us anytime via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. This is, of course, the last Terrasonic before Thanksgiving. I want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving holiday. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Terrasonic and supporting KGNU, listener-powered community radio. We can't do it without you. Listening to Terrasonic on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC at 93.7 MHz in Nederland, Colorado, and you can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time on Terrasonic.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Two opposition politicians in Bangladesh have been executed for war crimes committed 44 years ago after their final channel of appeal was exhausted. President Abdul Hamid had rejected appeals for clemency by the two men. Akbar Hussein reports.
Bangladesh was on high alert before the execution of these two high-profile figures in Dhaka's central jail. One of them, Salahuddin Qadir Chaudhry, was an influential politician, elected to parliament 6 times. He was convicted in 2013 of murder, arson and torturing of Hindus. He and his family repeatedly denied the allegations brought against him. On the other hand, Ali Hassan Muhammad Mujahid was one of the top leaders of Bangladesh's largest Islamic party, Jamaat Islami. He was convicted of killing leading intellectuals during the War of Independence against Pakistan.
Armed police and soldiers are patrolling the streets of Brussels after the Belgian government raised its terror alert in the capital to the highest level. It's warning of a very serious and imminent threat. But many people are carrying on with their normal lives.
We plan to spend our weekend in Brussels and didn't change our plan. We don't want to be afraid.
My name is Eike and I live in Brussels. It's a weird feeling because I used to play football on Saturdays in a pub league and even those games were cancelled today. This is actually the first time you really think that something can happen really here in Brussels because this is the first time we're really affected here.
Gavin Lee is in Brussels.
Well, this is a city that this time of year is usually absolutely packed with tourists. Early Christmas shopping underway, the big tourist centre, the central square, the Grand Place, was being put up today. Everything all of a sudden stopped. Around midday, the city very quiet. Two armed personnel carriers in the main square, an armed personnel carrier outside the Gare du Midi. People, as they get off from the Eurostar and from other international trains, having police checking their bags. Some of the shops, the hotels, tourist sites as well, guarded by soldiers or heavily armed police.
Israeli police say 4 Israelis have been stabbed in the latest in a wave of attacks. Police say 2 of the victims in the southern city of Kiryat Gat are seriously wounded. They're still searching for the attacker. 17 Israelis have been killed in similar assaults by Palestinians in the past 2 months. Israel says at least 50 Palestinians carrying out such attacks have been killed. A wave of toxic mud travelling down a river in Brazil after a dam collapsed at an iron ore mine is due to reach the sea in the coming hours. The consortium, which owns the mine, has been building barriers along the river to try to protect plants and animals from the mud. The waste has travelled at least 500 kilometres since the dam burst more than 2 weeks ago. Workers are dredging the river estuary to widen it in the hope the mud will flow out to sea and become diluted more quickly. World News from the BBC. The security forces in Mali say they're hunting at least 3 suspects after Friday's Islamist attack on a luxury hotel in the capital, Bamako. The Malian president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, said the attack underscored the threat posed by Islamists.
These men don't deserve to be called a man. They themselves decided to break away from humanity as we know it. Our values are not theirs. The value of a life is unknown to them.
An internal Afghan inquiry has concluded that weak leadership and the misuse of resources were the reasons the Taliban were able to overrun the city of Kunduz for 3 days in late September. Several hundred people died in 2 weeks of fighting. The inquiry's leaders said the brief collapse of Kunduz was not only because of the Taliban, but also because of what he called a grey network of others working against the government in the city, including businessmen, warlords and even some officials. At least 50 people are feared.